Welcome back, visionary entrepreneurs. You've made it to a pivotal moment in our journey through ProfitMancer Money Mastery. Today, we celebrate your progress and dive into a critical component of your entrepreneurial saga, revenue review, counting your chickens. As the old wisdom goes, don't count your chickens before they hatch. A mantra for businesses far and wide that reminds us of the importance of not just generating sales, but nurturing them through continuous effort and innovation. Today, we unravel the art of perpetual selling and offer making, the twin engines of your revenue stream. When you have these twin engines working smoothly, you're able to make counting your chickens, or rather your revenue, much more predictable and exciting. In the fast-paced rhythm of the business world, momentum is everything. Imagine your business as a bicycle. Stop pedaling and you'll eventually topple over. This is why the act of selling, an endeavor that pumps the lifeblood of revenue into your enterprise, must be incessant. It's not merely a task. It's the engine propelling your business forward, ensuring its vitality and growth. Every handshake, every email, every social media post carries the potential for the next big sale. It echoes the spirit of what Michael Jordan famously said, "I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." His tenacity on the basketball court serves as a perfect metaphor for the business arena. It's all about persistence. Continuous sales efforts are crucial for several reasons. They keep the gears of your business well-oiled, allowing you to identify new opportunities, refine your offerings, and maintain your relevance in a competitive marketplace. Much like applying for credit in times of financial stability rather than desperation, the strategy for sales follows a similar principle. If you wait to sell only when the coffers are low, you've waited too long. Your business must have mechanisms in place, whether it's an ever-present offer, an effective sales funnel, or another lead-generating tool ready to be amplified when necessary. This proactive approach to selling does more than just ensure a steady stream of revenue. It has a profound psychological impact on potential buyers. There's a certain allure attached to exclusivity and demand. Consider the strategy of announcing limited availability or a waiting list for your products or services. In my own experience, taking the bold step to pull our website and announce a waiting list did something fascinating. Despite reduced traffic, the number of inquiries skyrocketed. This counterintuitive approach leverages the psychology of scarcity and desire, making your offering more desirable simply because it's perceived as harder to obtain. Today's lesson centers on the unceasing nature of sales efforts and their significance in your business's ecosystem. From maintaining momentum in good times to leveraging the psychology of scarcity, every aspect of your selling strategy contributes to building a resilient, thriving business. It's about ensuring that no matter the economic weather, your business sails smoothly on, powered by the winds of persistent, intelligent selling strategies. But what are sales without irresistible offers? They are the lifeblood of your venture, essential to maintaining a healthy pulse on your business's cash flow. Let's talk strategy. Crafting offers that not only capture attention, but hold it, turning prospects into loyal customers. It's about striking the perfect balance, offers that provide undeniable value to your audience while bolstering your bottom line. In the symphony of your business, making compelling offers is not just the melody, it's the rhythm that keeps the entire operation moving in harmony. Offers are the lifeblood of your venture, pumping vitality into your cash flow and ensuring the dynamic pulse of your enterprise doesn't skip a beat. But let's be clear, the creation of offers isn't a sporadic activity to be picked up only in times of financial drought or when the sales pipeline starts to whimper. We've already delved into the craft of creating irresistible offers, those that snag attention, spark interest, and transform prospects into staunch loyalists. The key now is to understand that making offers is an ongoing process, integral to your business's DNA. It's about establishing a consistent rhythm, a beat that your customers can dance to, knowing there's always something new and exciting on the horizon. Even when you're operating at full capacity, that's your cue, not for a breather, but for innovation. Use these peak times to brainstorm, to test new ideas, to engage with your audience through surveys or direct feedback. What do they crave? How can your next offer not just meet, but exceed their expectations? This is not about scrambling for revenue. It's about laying the groundwork for future growth, ensuring that your business never stagnates. Think of your offer-making process as creating a rhythm in your business. Just as a drummer keeps time in a band, your offers provide the consistent beat that keeps your business lively and your customers engaged. It's about predictability in the unexpected. A new offer, a fresh take on an old product, or an entirely new service that speaks directly to an evolving need. Remember, every offer doesn't need to be a magnum opus. The beauty of being in a rhythm is the freedom to test, to tweak, and to sometimes fail. Each attempt gives you invaluable data, what resonates with your audience and what falls flat. Use this information not as a deterrent, but as a stepping stone to your next big hit. Ultimately, this rhythmic approach to making offers ensures that your cash flow remains robust. It positions your business as a dynamic entity in the market, always in motion, always evolving. It shows your audience that you're not just reacting to the market, you're playing your own tune, one they'll want to keep listening to. Here are a few actionable takeaways for you. Innovate at your peak. Use times of high capacity to brainstorm and test new offers. Engage your audience. Regularly solicit feedback and ideas to ensure your offers hit the mark. Maintain a steady beat. Ensure your offer-making process is continuous, keeping your business vibrant and your cash flow healthy. Learn and adapt. Use every offer as a learning opportunity, refining your approach with each iteration. And as you move forward, let the rhythm of making offers become the heartbeat of your business strategy. It's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about shining brightly in a crowded marketplace, dancing to the beat of your own success. All right, financial trailblazers, let's take a little detour down memory lane, shall we? Remember those revenue streams we dabbled in? Yes, those lifelines of your empire that ranged from a mighty Amazon River to, well, more of a backyard hose situation. It's show and tell time. Which streams are making it rain and which are barely moistening the soil? It's audit o'clock, my friends. Time to roll up those sleeves and dive deep. We're not just taking a leisurely stroll here. We're on a mission to pinpoint the weak links in your financial chain. And why is this? Because in the realm of revenue, resting on your laurels is about as effective as trying to get rich by collecting pennies on the sidewalk. Let's get Sherlock on these streams. An underperforming revenue stream is like that one team member who's always working from home, but never actually works. You know the type. How do you spot them? Look for the streams that aren't meeting your expectations, the ones that promise the moon, but barely launched off the ground. Sometimes you've got to cut ties. Sunsetting an underperformer can feel like breaking up over text. Awkward, but necessary. Why keep investing in a dry well when you could strike oil elsewhere? Liberating resources from these financial black holes can propel you towards more prosperous ventures. Why leave these check-ins to chance? I want you to mark your calendar for a regular rendezvous with your revenue streams, whether this is quarterly or biannual. Set schedule ensures that you're always ahead of the game, keeping your financial health in check. Think of it as preventative medicine for your business. And why, you ask? Well, because in the financial ecosystem, evolution is key. Adapt or face extinction. This isn't just about survival, it's about thriving. By staying vigilant and flexible, you position your business on the fast track to financial success, ensuring that your revenue streams don't just trickle, they pour. So grab that financial flashlight and let's illuminate those revenue streams. After all, in the grand casino of business, you want to be the house, and the house always wins. All right, wizards of commerce and sultans of sales, you've played with offers in previous escapades and grooved to the rhythm of rolling them out. Now it's time to get close and personal with the art of the offer. This isn't just a chapter in your entrepreneurial journey, it's the plot twist that sets the stage for success. Imagine, if you will, being the culinary genius behind the world's most raved about dish. That's what mastering the art of the offer feels like. You're in the kitchen of commerce, mixing a dash of customer desire with a pinch of urgency, all while keeping your eye on the oven timer to ensure that nothing burns. Yes, creating an irresistible offer is about syncing with your customers' cravings and their not-so-secret needs. It's about serving up a deal so deliciously perfect, saying no would be blasphemy. But here's where the plot thickens. The frequency of your offers is the culinary equivalent of seasoning. Too little and you risk being forgettable. Too much and you overwhelm the palate. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, involves crafting offers with the precision of a top-tier chef. It's about knowing when to add a sprinkle of urgency and when to let the simmering value speak for itself. So let's delve deeper into the recipe. First, psychology on a platter. Start by understanding the diner, the customer. What's tickling their taste buds? What are they genuinely hungry for? This insight is your base ingredient. Then there's value with a side of urgency. Just as a great dish balances flavors, your offer must balance undeniable value with a dollop of packed now before it's gone. It's about making your audience feel like they've snagged the last table at the hottest restaurant in town. You want to follow this up with season to taste. The frequency of your offers should be like the application of truffle oil. Used judiciously, too many offers and you risk diluting their impact. Too few and you're the forgettable cafe in a world of culinary giants. Remember, the art of the offer isn't just about what you're serving. It's about creating an experience that leaves your customers craving more. As we dive deeper into this culinary journey of commerce, keep your aprons tied, your spices within reach, and always be ready to adjust the heat. After all, in the bustling kitchen of business, the right offer can turn a simple meal into a feast for the ages. All right, team, gather round. It's time to talk about the kind of sustainability that doesn't involve composting your coffee grounds. No, let's be honest, Mother Earth would sure appreciate it. We're diving into the art of keeping your cash flow as green and growing as a well-tended garden. This, my friends, is about mastering sales strategies that aren't just a flash in the pan, but the kind that stick around longer than your leftovers. First up on our hit list, cross-selling and upselling. Now, these just aren't buzzwords that your marketing buddy throws around to sound smart. They're your ticket to the big leagues. Think of cross-selling as offering your gym members a smoothie from your juice bar. It complements their workout and it boosts your revenue without breaking a sweat. And upselling, that's convincing them to upgrade to the premium all-access membership, because who doesn't want sauna access after a spin class? Okay, now let's talk about the holy grail of sales strategies, recurring revenue models. This is about getting that sweet, sweet cash on repeat. It's like a subscription to your favorite streaming service, but you're on the receiving end. Imagine the joy of consistent income. It's the business equivalent of finding an extra fry at the bottom of the bag. Ah, but wait, there's more. The secret sauce to all these strategies: stellar customer relationships. Treat your clients like the VIPs they are. After all, no one upsells to a stranger at a party without coming off a tad bit pushy. It's about knowing their names, their likes, their pet names, and using that knowledge to cater to their needs before they even have to ask. And here's a pro tip for when you're juggling more clients than you can handle. Focus on cross-selling and upselling those nifty products or services that don't demand more from your already packed schedule. This strategy is about working smarter, not harder, adding a hefty sum to your bottom line with minimal extra effort. It's like magically turning water into wine, except that you're turning your existing resources into more revenue. And remember, sustainable growth in sales isn't just a dream. It's a very achievable reality with the right mix of cross-selling, upselling, and recurring revenue models, all grounded in solid customer relationships. You're not just aiming for the stars, you're charting a course for a galaxy of success. Now go forth and sell sustainably. Your bottom line, and maybe even Mother Earth, will thank you. Selling is not an event, it's a journey. From prospecting to closing, every step is an opportunity for growth and refinement. This cycle is your roadmap to a sustainable and expanding revenue stream, a testament to the never-ending hustle of the entrepreneurial spirit. Selling, the grand adventure that never ends. It's not some pop-up event that happens once in a blue moon. It's more like your favorite TV series with endless seasons. Each episode, from prospecting to closing, is packed with twists and turns and character development. That's you, by the way. This isn't just a process, it's your golden path to a revenue stream that doesn't just trickle, it roars. Let's break down this never-ending party, shall we? First, you've got prospecting, where you're out there, binoculars in hand, scouting for the next big catch. Then you move on to presenting offers, where you're the charismatic host, dazzling your audience with the deal of a lifetime. But wait, there's more. Nurturing customer relationships is like the spin-off series that keeps the saga going strong. Now let's talk about playing the long game. Have you ever heard of the Tesla Cybertruck? Elon Musk unveiled this beast and said, "Take my word for it, it's cool and you'll get it eventually." And guess what? People lined up to throw their money at him, including me. That's the power of selling the dream. Even if the delivery requires a bit of a wait, it's about sparking interest and keeping the buzz alive until you cross the finish line. This cycle, this perpetual motion machine of selling, is what fuels a sustainable and ever-blooming revenue garden. It's about seeing the big picture, playing the long game, and remembering that every step, every interaction is a brick in the road to your empire. So keep that cycle spinning, because in the world of business, standing still is the only real way to fall behind. And here's a pro tip: the secret sauce to keeping the cycle spinning like a top chart hit is continuous improvement and refinement of your sales process. Think of it as tuning a vintage car. You don't just get it purring and leave it in the garage. You tweak, you polish, and sometimes overhaul the engine to keep it running better than ever. So what does continuous improvement in sales look like? Here are a few examples. Feedback loop: implementing a robust feedback loop where you actively seek, listen, and adapt based on customer feedback. It's like being a DJ at a party, reading the room and adjusting the playlist to keep the dance floor packed. Tech tune-up: leveraging the latest CRM and sales automation tools to streamline your process, ensuring that no lead is left behind. Think of it as upgrading from the flip phone to the latest smartphone. The efficiency leap is monumental. Then there's skill sharpening: regularly training your sales team or yourself on the latest sales techniques and psychological strategies. It's like a warrior sharpening their sword before battle, ensuring you're always ready to conquer. Then there's offer optimization: continually refining your offers based on market trends and customer preferences. This means being as adaptable as a chameleon, changing your value proposition's colors to match the ever-evolving landscape. And finally, pipeline Pilates. Flexing and stretching your sales pipeline to keep it healthy, ensuring a smooth flow from prospecting to closing. It's about being as limber in your sales approach as a Pilates instructor, ensuring every move is deliberate and effective. Remember, in the realm of sales, stagnation is the arch nemesis of success. By committing to the never-ending quest of refining and enhancing your sales process, you're not just chasing improvement, you're guaranteeing it. So keep iterating, keep innovating, and watch your sales cycle transform from a carousel ride into a rocket launch. As we wrap up today's session, reflect on the ongoing dance of selling and offer making. It's an exhilarating challenge, one that requires constant innovation and grit. Review your strategies, fine-tune your offers, and remember, in the world of business, complacency is the enemy of success. Dive into the accompanying worksheet designed to sharpen your revenue radar. From evaluating the performance of your revenue streams to refining your sales strategies, this tool is your companion in the quest for financial mastery. Set actionable goals, identify new opportunities, and chart a course for relentless selling. Embrace the thrill of perpetual selling. It's not just a task, it's an adventure, a chance to test your mettle, expand your empire, and revel in the joy of success. Armed with strategic offers and an unstoppable selling cycle, your business isn't just surviving, it's thriving. Here's to your continued success and to always, always counting chickens after they've hatched.